Bless the Lord. Bless this song.
I need thee every hour.
Yeah. Song.
Yeah. Well, I also want to say it's a great pleasure to be here tonight. This is a new song. I've never sung it here before. I sung it in front of my biggest critic last night. I sung it in front of Joe. He'll tell you right out whether you've done okay or not. So he said I sounded good. So
bless the Lord. Use the Lord tonight.
Bless the Lord.
Sorry.
Well, listen, I'm super excited to show you what
I'll have to do. Camera
and then.
Bless you, Father.
Bless you, Jesus.
Amazing grace.
Yes.
How sweet the sound.
Yes.
That saved a wretch like me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
My God.
Bless him, Lord. And I can't do none of that. I'm glad they can. Bless him, Jesus.
So full. serves me, he must follow me.
Yeah.
Where I am,
where's your mother?
Awesome.
Yeah. It down.
Every hope that I have here in this old sinful world is anchored in the blood of the Lamb. Though the billows are raging and they're tossed to and fro, there is peace beneath that flow. And my hope is in the precious Lamb of God. So sweet, for he's washed away my sin.
Yes, thank you.
He gave me peace and joy within. And my hope is anchored in his blood.
Amen.
Now only one thing will matter.
That's right.
When my time shall come to die, the treasures of this world won't mean a thing, but the joy of knowing Jesus, it will vanish all my fears, for he took away distinct, and my hope is in the precious Lamb of God. There is no other fountain so sweet, for he's washed away my sin.
Yes,
for he's washed away my sin, gave me peace and joy within.
Yeah.
And my hope is anchored in his blood.
Hallelujah! Hey, I'm glad Rita helped the world there. I'm glad she got Caleb on board there. I'd hate to miss out on that. I told my pastor, buddy, I enjoyed being saved. I wouldn't mind going through it again. He said, you'll have to go somewhere else, brother.
Yeah,
well, I'll do it one down here, and he's absolutely right. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't miss out on being saved for nothing.
Amen.
I do kind of wish I could go through it again. Most wonderful day was the day he washed my sins away.
Yeah,
I'm still a fanatic. I plan on dying one. And I tell you what, boy, I just can't get over this Jesus.
Amen.
We've got my pastor here tonight. I'm very honored to have him here tonight. I love him.
Yeah.
We go way back.
Amen.
I mean, way back. I couldn't believe I come in church. He's up there behind the pulpit. He couldn't believe old Brother Eddie, drunk Brother Eddie, back on the back row back there. I'll tell you what, buddy, God used him to get my attention.
Amen.
I don't have to admit, buddy, didn't let God finish it neither. Amen. I think we got a Brother Caleb. He just announced his call to preach. He preached his first message last Sunday night.
Well,
he's not only a good singer, but a great preacher. I didn't hear a word on him. We got two right here. Brother Mark back there, Brother Charles, and Brother Ed. We got about five preachers there tonight. Brother Charles said, let's have some tag team preaching. We want to do something up, amen. I've been praying for Brother Charles this morning early, about 2 o'clock. Dawg's got to lick me in the face. I just got up too early this morning, so. But he's been bathed in prayer. We're looking forward to see what the Lord put on his heart tonight. You know, don't hold back.
Right.
If the Holy Spirit of God's tugging on your heart, your heart gets beating like a jungle drum, that's not Brother Charles. That's not Brother Ed. That's the Lord saying, hey, I sure would like to come in. You turn that thing off. I don't know a thing about it. All I know, praise God, is I don't need one. Old brother ain't been a street preacher for over 10 years. I got to live the lungs, I reckon. Amen. We're glad to have Brother Charles here tonight and his beautiful wife, Sister Vanessa, right there.
Yeah.
I guess Brother Kenneth, he probably knew he'd have to sing again tonight if he was here tonight. But bless his heart, he didn't come tonight. But I love to hear Brother Kenneth sing. I definitely had him sing another song. We're glad to have Brother Charles. We're going to turn the floor over to him. You come on, preacher.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Damon, where you at?
I'll get him a bottle of water.
Yeah, I just want to get Brother Charles a bottle of water.
Yeah, I will. You
got it. Praise God.
Yeah, praise God.
Amen. Let's get the Lord a hand, praise.
Yeah, glory.
It's certainly worthy to be praised.
He sure is, brother.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for another night here, and be here to share with Brother Wade and all of these other ministers that are here. Glad to see Brother Hurt here again tonight. You know, the Lord's in this place. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I just enjoy that singing so much, and
yeah.
It just blesses my heart. Amen.
Amen, brother.
So we thank God for being here. See some we've known down through the years. Seen Brother James come in tonight.
Yeah.
Glad to see him. We know he's had some sickness. We're glad to see he's doing okay.
Yeah.
Sister Sharon kind of keeps me up to date pretty much. And glad to have our neighbors here. Thompson's here. Mike and Carla.
So yeah. Amen.
Mike's Thompson since they got married. So we're glad to have them here. Of course, we got the Smiths here tonight. We're glad that they come back to share with us. We've been praying all day, and hopefully we can preach a little longer than we did last night. Amen.
It was good, brother.
I've taken my own advice. All you have to do is ask.
That's right.
We've been asking all day, but we look forward to coming, and we are thankful that our wife, Sister Vanessa's here with us again tonight. We was married 3 weeks Saturday.
Amen. Praise God.
I've got a new wife. I've got a new Bible.
Amen.
Taking a little time to get used to all of it.
Bless the Lord.
We're glad to be here. We have a prayer request, a lady that this brother gave us. We don't want to forget to do that before we start. And since Brother Kenneth is not here, he called me and told me that he wasn't going to be able to make it tonight. He was in the middle of something trying to finish it up. The lady
fine.
By the name of Deborah Bryant has requested prayer. Because of the hip, she's having problems. So we want to be sure and pray for her. We desire your prayers. We bring Greetings from Mount Union Missionary Baptist Church over on 1297. We've been over there for 31 years, and I don't know what's wrong with those people. Amen. They haven't been off yet. But we're trying to do what the Lord would have us to do. Amen. So we are going to sing a song. Then we have a word of prayer. And then we'll come with the message. My mother lived to be 103 months old.
God bless her.
And she was a saint.
Amen.
She had a vocabulary of songs. I'm really not a singer. I sing every now and then.
Me too, brother.
But she had a vocabulary of songs, and this was one of her favorite songs. She had it sung, I believe, when her mother passed. And Sister Sharon, Carolyn, when she passed, she went to the hospital. My mother didn't get sick. She just, her body just wore out.
Right, filled her days.
And she was bleeding, and evidently her organs had gotten so thin that she was just bleeding through them. And surgery wouldn't have done any good. But she wasn't sick. So we left the hospital. They said if we wasn't going to do surgery, we knew she couldn't stand that. So she came home, and we were sitting there in the living room, and my other brothers wasn't there. So I thought I'd call my brothers, because she was getting ready to cross over, and I talked to them. I let her talk to them. And she says, I love you.
Bless.
And so I called my sister. She wasn't there. She says, I love you. And then I called my children and one of my grandchildren. She says, I love you. They said they love her. Then I thought I better call my nieces and nephews or some of them.
Amen.
And she talked to all of them. Wasn't hurting. And told them she loved them. And when she was getting close to death, I knew a little bit of this song, so the Lord allowed me to sing that song to
bless
her
brother, Charles.
While she was passing. And I was holding one hand, and my first cousin, who was like daughters to him, was holding the other hand. And this is a song that she liked.
Bless
Amen. It's kind of sad in a way, but it's comforting. The last mile of the way.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
If I walk in the pathway of duty, if I work till the close of the day, I shall see the great King in His beauty.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, when I'm gone the last mile of the way, when I'm gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day, and I know
glory.
The joys that await me,
yes.
When I've gone the last mile of the way. If a cross I proclaim the glad story, if I seek for His sheep gone astray, I am sure He will show me His glory.
Right.
Oh Lord, when I'm gone the last mile of the way,
Amen.
When I've gone to last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day, and I know the joys that await me, oh Lord, when I've gone the last mile of the way. Here the dearest of ties we must sever.
Right.
Tears of sorrow are seen every day. But no sickness, no sighing forever.
Thank you, Lord.
When I've gone the last mile of the way, when I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day.
Bless you, Brother Charles.
And I know there are joys that await me, oh Lord, when I've gone the last mile of the way.
Amen, Brother Charles.
And if here I have earnestly striven and have tried all His will to obey, 'twill enhance all the rapture heaven, oh Lord, when I've gone the last mile of the way, when I've gone the last mile of the way, I will rest at the close of the day, and I know there are joys that await me, oh Lord, when I've gone the last mile of the way.
Amen.
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 Let us pray. Dear gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for another day. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are an everlasting God.
Oh my.
That you are the beginning and the end. We thank you, Lord, that you sit high, but you look so low. We thank you that you sent your son, Jesus, to Christ, to minister on this earth, Lord, and go to that old rugged cross. He paid for all our sins, paid for our past, present, and future sins, Lord, if we trust in him. But early on that third and appointed morning, he got up and declared all power in heaven and earth within his hands. And Lord, we thank you. We know that you don't allow us to be here because we've been so good. It's not because we kept all of your commandments, but it's because of your grace and your mercy.
Yes, yes.
Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be in your service, allowing us to be in your will. Lord, we thank you for a brand new day.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for this church. We thank you for this pastor.
Thank you.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for the congregation that's here tonight.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for all of the preachers that are here, Lord. We pray for their churches as well. All the visitors, we pray for every church that's represented. Lord, and we pray for all of your churches. All of those that are standing on that solid foundation of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know that there's no other way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. We thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes one day so we have eyes to see, and opening our ears so we have ears to hear. Lord, we pray for all your churches. We pray for all of those that are sick. Pray for all of those, especially that said, pray for me. Pray, Lord, for our enemies as well as our friends. Lord, we pray for our country and the leaders in the country. We pray for the leaders in the world that they might realize that there is a true and a living God. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for this sister tonight that called and requested prayer, Sister Deborah Bryant. Lord, we pray that you touch and you heal her body. Lord, we desire to see more healing. Lord, you said all we have to do is ask.
Yes.
Lord, and you heal when we're in your will, Lord, trying to glorify your name.
Right.
Lord, we know that you're able to heal. We know that you can speak, and man will lay down and die, and you can speak again, and he'll rise up and give you the glory.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we praise you today.
Yes.
Thank you for the songs that we've heard.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this fellowship.
Thank you.
Lord, as we come to preach your word, I ask you, Lord, to bless me. Lord, that I might be blessed and that I might be a blessing to those in here. Lord, if it's anyone that hears this message tonight that's not saved, pray, Lord, if they realize all they got to do is go on their knees and ask you, Lord, to come into their hearts. And, Lord, surrender their life to you, Lord, and the Holy Spirit will come into their life and guide them, Lord, from this day forward. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do.
Amen.
Lord, when we've gone the last mile of the way,
bless.
Pray that you meet us down by the river.
Yes,
Lord. Give us a safe ride to the other side where we can praise your name forever. Lord, if it's your will, we pray that our way might be easy. These things we pray in the name of your darling son, Jesus the Christ.
Amen. Bless you, Brother Charles.
We desire your prayers. We'll be coming tonight from 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. 1 Peter.
Here's the last Bible.
The 5th chapter. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter.
Bless him, Lord.
And we hope that we don't know if everybody's here are saved or not. We hope that you are, but if you're not, we want you to know you can be saved tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Sometimes people go to church for a long time, then they realize they're not saved.
Yeah.
Amen. But you can be saved tonight. I don't want you to be like the little girl at Sunday school. Used to attend Sunday school, and the Sunday school teacher was asking all of them who all wanted to go to heaven, and everybody raised their hand except this little girl, and she kept talking to them, asking who all wanted to go to heaven. This little girl never did raise a hand, and finally she said, "Why don't you want to go to heaven?" The little girl said, "My mother told me to come straight home at Sunday school." Sometimes people just don't have all of the correct understanding.
Amen.
She knew she was supposed to go home at the Sunday school. Chapter 5, 1 Peter reads as follows, beginning with the first verse. The elders which are among you I exhort, who have also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
Bless him, Lord.
Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
Amen.
Likewise, hello, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble.
Amen.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all of your care upon him, for he careth for you.
Yes.
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect,
yeah,
establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. As we pray over that tonight, we want to talk about trouble. Trouble doesn't last always. The Apostle Paul is attributed, not the Apostle Paul, but Peter, for the most part, is attributed for writing this book. Most of the books and a lot of the history is debated, but the understanding that we have is pretty sound. As time went after the apostles lived, it became more cloudy. But prior to that, by tradition and by mouth, people understood who wrote what and who the authors were of most of the books. So Peter wrote this and probably during the time of Nero. And when he wrote it to persecuted Christians throughout the area. And they was going through sufferings. In Rome, they wasn't respected. And it says that pretty much it wasn't necessarily the government, but it was just people in general that detested, that did not like Christianity.
Amen, that's right. But
sort of the way it's becoming in the world today.
Amen, Brother John.
Right. We look in Matthew chapter 24. Mm-hmm. Amen. It talks about what happens in the last days.
Yeah.
One of the last things it says that happens, mm-hmm, that you'll be hated by all nations,
right,
for
right,
my name's sake.
Yeah.
And when I look at things, I know we hope a lot of times that things are going to turn around, Brother Wade.
Yeah.
But we're close to the same age. I'm 67, and I can remember in the 60s, I remember when JFK got killed.
Yeah.
I can remember in the late 50s, not very much. But I understand that things didn't change much in our country.
You're right.
From its inception up until the 50s or so.
Yeah.
Everybody respected a marriage,
right,
as a marriage. A man and a woman being in a marriage, and the family was intact, and
right,
the children pretty much obeyed the parents. You didn't hear of a lot of killings and a lot of things that go on today.
Right.
Right.
And ever since then, things has been continuing to get worse.
Right, right, yeah, right. Amen.
I understand, right, people being sympathetic with those that I would say are mixed up. And I don't have any problems with some people when they say they born a certain way.
Uh-huh.
Because we're born,
yeah,
with tempers. We're born with lust.
Yeah.
Ever since Adam sinned.
What?
Sin has been in the world.
Right.
But when we call on the Lord,
yeah,
amen, he's able,
yes,
to change,
yes,
us from the inside out.
Amen.
Glory.
Problem is, it's our country and the world is giving away to sin.
You're right.
And the more you give away to it, the more it festers.
The living. Yeah.
Worse and worse.
Amen.
Brother Wade, I see no sign of us revival throughout our nation.
Amen.
Now the Bible says, Jesus says that when he comes back, he's going to find faith on earth.
Right.
There's always going to be somebody.
Yeah.
That's gonna stand for the Lord.
Right,
you
right,
know, when the Supreme Court made homosexuality legal, some people probably thought that was the end of the battle. Because we're sympathetic. Some people say, well, they deserve to be able to do what they want to do, just like we want to do what we want to do. But what people don't understand, if you don't obey God, then you put yourselves under a curse.
You're right.
And some people thought that was going to be the end of it, but we see now how it's went from one thing to another, and it's gotten worse.
Amen.
We need to witness to them. We need to witness to everybody that's in sin. But we need to love. But yet, we have to stand on the truth.
Right.
Amen.
We can't compromise.
Amen.
Can't compromise. And our nation is compromising.
You're right.
And I don't know what we can do to get leaders to stand on the word. I don't know what is going to happen or not. But I know the Bible says when you are hated by all nations for my name's sake. Mm-hmm. The United States has been one of the countries where it's been a safe haven,
you're right,
for you to go and believe,
right,
in Christianity.
Right.
But we see that changing, right in the middle of our eyes.
Yeah.
All the foreigners and all the people that's coming over here, they coming over here for a reason.
You're right.
We need to be busy trying to evangelize them.
They're
coming so they have an opportunity to hear the word. So Peter, amen, he wrote this in a time when they were suffering on every hand.
Yeah.
And I thought about the church here, and I thought about many that has lost their spouses and many that have suffered here. My dad was a preacher for a long time, and I remember him used to say, God never said that it was going to be a bed of roses down here.
Amen.
Amen. In fact, he said that you'll have tribulation.
Yeah.
Right.
You're going to have trials.
Yeah.
But he said, in me, you should have peace.
Amen.
No matter what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
If we know it, if we hooked up,
bless you, brother.
I believe he'll give us the strength to endure,
amen,
whatever, yeah, we have to endure.
Amen.
When we look at this text, number 10 caught my mind, caught my attention. Amen. When it says, but the God of all grace, who have called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that ye have suffered a while.
That's right.
That lets us know.
Yeah. Light affliction.
That we're going to have to suffer some.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes life is not very enjoyable. But we can still have joy in Christ.
Yeah.
2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, the 12th verse says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Amen.
Romans 8, 16, 17, 18 says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Yeah. Amen.
And if children, then heirs and heirs of God and join ours with Christ.
Amen.
If so be that we suffer with
Him, right,
that we may be also glorified.
Amen.
Together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Amen.
If you stand for Christ.
Yeah.
If you stand for honesty.
Right.
If you stand for Christ,
bless
on a lot of you.
Amen.
You're going to have to endure persecution.
Your heart.
I remember, amen, when I was out in the world in County Bexley. Amen. And it seemed like everything was just fun and party. There wasn't any real force pulling against you.
Yeah.
But when you decide to be obedient to Christ and try to glorify Him in everything, you and Satan are not traveling in the same direction.
Amen.
You're traveling in the opposite direction.
Amen.
Now look at Jesus being nailed on the cross. Think about that old cross. One going in one direction and one going in another.
Yeah.
No matter how hard we try, we're still in this world and there's temptation on every side.
Yeah.
You're always going against the force and you have to be nailed. Each and every one of us has to be nailed on that old rugged cross.
Right.
We got to stand on our position, and the only way we can do that is by the grace of God Himself. And we're going to have to suffer a while. But in order to do that, we're going to have to persevere.
Yeah,
Matthew chapter 12, verse 12 and 13 says, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved."
Right.
I believe some people think that you can get in and paddle just a little while. But I believe that you got to endure all the way
until
the end. Because we're saved by grace through faith. And if you don't endure, then where is your faith?
Amen.
I heard you say about people taking their own lives if they only knew Christ.
Amen.
And I'm not being judgmental. Don't have the right to judge anybody. But I don't want my last witness to be that I gave up on God.
Bless you, brother.
We're saved by faith. We're saved by grace through faith.
That's right.
Isn't that all right?
Amen.
Hebrews 11:1 says, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, in evidence of things unseen."
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
In other words, we have assurance. We got a little confidence because of the things that we see. Lets us know that there's some things that we don't see that are real.
Amen.
Just like if you got a watch on your wrist, you know there's a watchmaker somewhere. You know that when you see the sun and you see the moon and you see creation and you see the creatures, you know there's a creature somewhere. You know that the Bible says that the Lord spoke and He separated the darkness from the light. Isn't that all right? And He separated the water from the land. We know because of the assurance from within. And when you call on Him, because you believe in Him, He sends you the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And He walks with you.
Yeah.
And He lets you know that Jesus still is alive and well.
Amen.
He that endureth until the end shall be saved. We're going to have to suffer some. But Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose."
Yeah,
isn't that all right?
Yeah.
He's just working on us. He's just getting us ready for the great
bless you, John. Amen.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah,
1 Peter 3:14-18 says, "But, and if we suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you and not be afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always."
Yeah.
I said be ready always.
Amen.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
When they look down on you, when they don't understand that you love your enemies as well as your friends, because God has done something to you. You may not trust them, but you still pray for them anyway. Isn't that all right? Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks if you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed and falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. That tells me that you got to have good conduct. People believe that you can be a Christian, but you can live the same way of the world.
Oh my. like a measles.
I fall short sometimes.
Bless him, Lord.
But I know I want to please my Father.
Yeah.
You are in heaven.
Yeah.
He's been so good to me. He's given me what I don't deserve.
Yeah.
I don't get what I deserve. But if I trust him, I'll be in heaven one day.
Yeah.
He gave me so many blessings. He's looked over my faults. Even when I turned my back on him, his grace still watched over me. Maybe I was living on the prayers of my parents. I'm thankful that I had godly parents. I feel sorry for this generation.
Yeah.
So many of them don't have godly parents. So many of them won't take them to church. I lived on my prayers for a little while.
Yeah.
But it came a time where I had to start praying for myself.
Amen.
I thank the Lord.
Amen.
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 I thank him.
Praise God.
For his mercy.
Yeah.
And his grace.
Yeah.
For it is 17 says, for it is better if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well doing than for evil doing.
That's right.
For Christ also have once suffered for our sins. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The just for the unjust.
Yes.
That he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit.
Woo.
Isn't it all right?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad?
Yeah.
God looked over to Jesus. He was there in the beginning when he said, let us make man.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
Some believe that he was one of those men that appeared to Abraham.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah, go.
And he told Sarah that this time next
That's
year
right.
that the child shall be born.
Yeah.
Isn't that all
Woo.
Right?
Yeah.
They hid the Sodom and Gomorrah. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
That was Jesus talking when Abraham said, Lord, if it's not 50, but it's 40, would you still spare him 45?
Yeah.
All right. And he came all the way down to 10.
Yeah.
That man didn't have to ask nobody.
Yeah.
He just said, if it's none but 10 left, we'll still spare him.
Right.
That sounds like God to me.
Yeah.
God in the flesh. Isn't that all
right? Yeah,
the Old Testament, he would show up every now and then.
Would.
But in the New Testament, he came down by the Virgin Mary. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
Because couldn't nobody else do it. He was fully flesh and he was fully God.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
One nature never compromising the other. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
He never sinned, but he felt what you and I feel.
Amen.
He got hungry and he thirsty.
Yeah.
And he got tired.
Yeah.
He let us know that he's able to sympathize with us.
Touch.
Isn't that all right?
Yes.
But he used the word of God.
Yeah.
Oh, Satan, no. When he said, man must not live by bread alone, but every word
that
proceeded from the mouth of God. Isn't that all right?
Yeah, it's all right.
Must suffer.
Yeah.
For a while.
That's right, brother.
But we must persevere.
Yeah.
Reason perhaps they're suffering.
Yeah.
Because there needs to be a contrast.
Yes.
Between light and darkness.
Bless you, brother.
Jesus said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
1 Peter 2:9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Glory.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah, it's all
if
right.
You love Jesus.
Yeah.
The other night you said, God is love.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
If you don't love, then you don't know God.
True.
The Bible said, John said, I passed from death, amen, to life, because I love the brother.
Yeah.
Passed from death unto life.
Right.
I thank God that I love my brothers and my
sisters.
And when I think back, even when I was young, I loved my brothers and my sisters. Didn't understand it all, but didn't want any harm to come to anybody.
Yeah.
And if you've been born again, you got to love.
Right.
You got to forgive. You don't have any choice.
Yeah.
Peter thought he was doing good when he asked Jesus. He forgave us.
Right.
When you think about looking down on somebody else, when you've got the log in your own eye, you're looking at the splinter in somebody else's eye, then we need to think about how good God's been to us.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. We need to think about how far He's brought us.
Amen.
And how much He's forgiven us.
Yes, glory to God.
We start thinking about judging somebody else.
That's good, Brother Charles.
Right. Maybe we have to suffer.
Yeah.
Because those that know the Lord,
right,
they'll give their lives.
You're right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Those that know the Lord, they'll take persecution.
Sure will.
Right.
They'll take punishment.
Right.
Then when because we can't give Him up. Amen. The verse says, after you suffer for a while, He'll make you perfect. He'll make you complete.
Good.
Establish you.
Good.
Strengthen you.
Yeah.
Those that are mature will stand on the Word.
Bless you, preacher.
Yeah.
Amen.
Regardless of what this old world does.
Oh, amen.
The Bible says, don't fear Him.
Yeah.
They can harm the body.
Right.
Fear Him, they can harm body and soul.
That's it.
We live in a time when some churches, so-called perhaps churches, are compromising.
Yeah.
The world is coming to the church.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The world's not supposed to come into the church.
Right.
The church is supposed to be a light to the world.
Amen.
Right. 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 Right.
Maybe it's hard for some people to see the truth.
Bless you, Brother Charles.
But when you see persecution, amen.
Yeah.
And those that stand in persecution,
you're right,
just like the apostles, all of them except for John, gave their lives for the cause.
Right.
Their testimony was written in blood.
Yeah.
You can't deny.
Right.
When somebody's willing to give their life for something, when they are committed, you can't deny that they believe in what they stand for.
You're right.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Perhaps that comes about because there needs to be a contrast between darkness and light.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But I just stopped by to tell you that God's grace is sufficient.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
12:9-10 says, and He said unto me,
bless,
my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
That's right.
Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
Amen.
I know sometimes it can get discouraged.
Right.
The Bible says that Paul had a thorn in his flesh.
Yeah.
And he called on the Lord three times.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
But the Bible says that God spoke to him and said that my grace is sufficient.
That's right.
When you get down and you feel like you can't go no further, amen.
Yeah.
Just call on the Lord.
Right.
Realizing His grace is sufficient.
Right.
Don't know about y'all, but when I get down and I get down real low and I feel like I can't go no further, sometimes it feels like there's a wheel in the middle of a wheel.
Yeah.
It's like in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Amen. And He picks me up.
Yeah.
And He carries me all by Himself.
Bless you,
I know I can't carry myself.
Right.
The Bible said, Jesus said, you can do nothing without me.
Yeah.
Amen. But we can do all things through Christ.
Yeah.
For Him, all things are possible for God. So when you get down, Lord, you just have to keep on looking up to the hills from which cometh all our help.
Bless you,
isn't it all right?
Amen.
I go with the revelation sometime. Amen. And I see what we're going to have to go through in the blowing of the trumpets. But when it gets over there in verse 20, amen, and it talks about after 1,000 years, there's going to be a great judgment, a white throne judgment.
Amen.
Isn't that all right? And it says the sea shall give up its dead. Yeah. Everybody's going to come before the Lord.
Right.
And He's got books and he's going to judge everybody out of all those books. Mm. Everybody that's not written in the book of life shall be thrown in the lake of fire.
Yeah.
What the false prophet and the Antichrist and Satan is.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right? But when you go to 21, the Bible says, I see a new heaven.
Woo!
And I see a new earth.
Yeah.
Old earth and old heaven have passed away. And God will be there. He's going to wipe away all our tears.
Yeah,
no more dying.
Praise all over.
No more death over there. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
That new Jerusalem coming down out of the sky. That holy Jerusalem has a bride adorned for a husband. Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
Are you part of the bride today? The church is the bride making itself ready for the coming
day of
the Lord. Are you making yourself ready? Are you trying to get closer to the Lord?
Amen.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
Bible says resist the devil.
Yeah.
Draw close to God.
Yeah.
And he'll draw close to you.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that new heaven and that new earth.
Woo.
Bible says that the city is made of gold. Isn't that all right? 12 gates made of pearl. 3 on the north, 3 on the south, 3 on the east, 3 on the west. And get this, John's just trying to describe it in human terms. He really can't describe it. Can't describe it. Can you think about how it's going to be when everybody going to be brothers and sisters in Christ.
Hallelujah.
We're all going to be the angels of the Lord.
Amen.
There's no sin over there. Isn't that all right?
Yes,
we must be changed.
Yeah.
The Bible says those that died first will be picked, come back with Christ.
Yeah.
Those that are still here shall be changed in a twinkling of an eye. Because this old mortal body must put on mortality. Immortality.
That's right.
Corruption.
Yeah.
Must put on incorruption.
Right.
In order to be in the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
Isn't that all right?
Yeah.
Don't you know he died for us?
Yeah.
He died.
Amen, brother.
Down on Calvary Hill.
Sure did.
So that we might have a right to the tree of life.
Right.
He got up on that first Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Declared all power.
Amen.
In heaven and
got up victorious over his foes.
Bible says over 500 people.
Yeah.
Sowing.
That's right.
He hung around for 40 days after his resurrection.
Yeah.
Teaching his apostles.
Yeah.
And he told them what he needed to do. Amen. To carry on the mission.
Amen.
That's what we're trying to do today.
Yeah.
Nothing's
right.
more important.
That's right, but
telling somebody
Amen.
That they don't have to die.
Right.
They can live forever if they put their trust in the Lord.
Right. Amen.
All hope is not lost.
That's right.
I believe the world's going to continue to get worse.
You're right.
Till the Lord comes back.
You're right,
Amen. Charles. But those of us in the Lord, we have the answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got a bright future. Mm-hmm. We got something to look forward to.
Amen. Amen.
The world didn't give it to us.
Right.
The world can't take
Amen.
It.
Amen.
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 Oh no. God's unchanging hand.
Yeah.
Because trouble doesn't last. Always.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God forever keep you.
Amen.
If you don't know the Lord, Amen. Right now.
Amen.
It's time to surrender your life.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. May God bless you.
Amen.
May keep
Praise
you.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Appreciate you, preacher.
Amen.
God Amen. Bless you. Good preaching there, amen.
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 I don't know how it is with you. I'm glad it's well my soul. Amen.
Amen.
I heard on the radio today, and I'm honestly not trying to scare you. I'm going to tell you just like the guy that said what he said on the radio. He said, I'm only trying to warn you. He said, there's terror cells already in the United States.
I'm not
They're
surprised.
Just waiting for the command.
Yep.
Preacher preached a good message
Not
tonight.
Surprised at all. I believe that.
You know, the storm's coming.
Yeah.
This ain't our home. I get guilty voting because my citizenship's in heaven. I'll still vote. Don't think I won't.
Amen.
But these terror cells, y'all that don't know, they've been given money to come here. Your money.
Yeah.
That's why they're coming. That's why your border's open. These aren't immigrants. These are men. They're military men. This guy knew what he's talking about. perfect love casteth out fear. I don't want nobody to die. I'm like Brother Charles. I love everybody. I want everybody to get saved.
Amen.
But I'll tell you one thing. You're here tonight, and you're not saved. Just think about this.
All right.
This is just, amen, like he said, things have changed since the 60s. You know, America lost sight of God somehow, and I don't think they're ever going to get it back. But this mystery of iniquity that's working right now, this ain't accidental. This is planned.
That's right.
You know, be a good time to wake. It's high time to wake. These terrorist cells, they're already here. Already here. That's all they're waiting on. It's the command. Now, we went through that pandemic, and I noticed everybody didn't have as great a faith as they thought. That's nothing compared to what this is going to be. It's going to be like the midnight cry. You know, I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
You're here tonight, maybe you even got doubts about being saved. Right now, buddy, be a good time to lay hold on eternal life. I'm leaving out of it. They cut my head off. Hey, I ain't never been up dealing with it anyway. Won't be no great loss. They'll have to pick it up by the ear. I ain't got no hair. But I'll tell you what, I'm good to go. Yeah.
Man,
made it right.
Bless it.
34 years ago.
That's right.
I ask everybody to stand while I get my song leader, Sister Sharon. Maybe just a verse or two of invitation to him. You think about what this man said to me. We're going to suffer. Not only is there a devil down here, but there's sickness down here. Don't do like, you know, Job, you never charge God foolishly. Don't do like the world. Just say, praise God. At least I didn't make mother harm. Or praise God. At least I didn't burn all down. We'll get home. Lord, he notices a sparrow that falls. It don't nothing miss his eye. Sometimes I think I got problems soon. I find out people's got bigger problems than I got, and I just let mine go. And I start praying for them.
Yeah.
We've all got problems, all of us do.
Amen.
But God's got the solution.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Go ahead there, Brother Jerry.
Number
113. We got enough preachers in here. They can help you. Amen.
Number 113, the first verse. I wonder
I'm in.
do nothing about Russia's nuclear weapons. I can't do nothing about the junk they're teaching our children in schools. I'll tell you what I can do. I can pray.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
I can't do about people hijacking cars, running over people, jumping off of bridges. Like the preacher said, we can pray.
Amen.
We can persevere.
Amen.
Don't give up.
Right.
You know, I believe we're close to getting out.
Oh, no.
I don't know when, but I believe we're close to getting out. I don't know how it could get any worse. Amen. But I hope you gave credence to the message tonight.
Amen.
That's a pretty serious message right there.
Yes,
Bible says, know yourselves, examine yourselves, prove yourselves. Nobody knows better than you do. I know I'm saved.
Amen.
You need to know yourself. All right. Anybody got a word on your heart? Been good to be here tonight.
Amen.
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 I thank the Lord for the Lord saving you.
Amen.
And thank you for how the Lord, thank the Lord for how he's using you out here at this church.
Amen.
And good to get to hear Brother Fish back.
Yeah, God
him.
Bless you.
And appreciate his service tonight.
Amen. I got saved. I didn't know nothing. My pastor, he'd be up there preaching. I'd get up and ask him a question. He had enough grace about him. He didn't make a scene out of it. He just said, Brother Eddie, he said, I'm preaching right now. He said, we'll talk later. I appreciate that. I needed grace. I didn't know nothing. I mean, he's up there preaching like a wild Indian, you know. I was, Brother Rick, what's this mean right here? Bless his heart, had enough grace. You know, if he hadn't had that grace, when you first get saved, I mean, you're just a babe. You got to grow. I'm still growing, by the way. But I do appreciate my pastor. I appreciate the
Amen.
Prayers.
Amen.
Appreciate him putting up with me. And, man, y'all know Eddie Wade like he knows Eddie Wade. You'll understand what I mean by that statement. He puts up with me. Prays for me. I appreciate him. Anybody else got a word on your heart? What you got, Brother James?
I'd like to thank the Lord for being here.
Amen.
Thank him for the message.
Yes, good message.
Amen.
You know, I appreciate everyone that be praying for me when I was in the hospital. And
yes.
You know, I know there's a lot of different COVIDs.
Yeah.
But man, I put mine at the top of the list.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, I kind of lost track of time. I told her I didn't think I stayed in the hospital but 4 or 5 days, and she said, no, you're in there 11.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, it's rough stuff, but you know, I feel sad for people that didn't make it.
Yeah, right. True.
A lot of people didn't make it.
That's right.
But, it's bad.
Yeah.
And I just thank each and every one for everything, every word, every prayer they ever spoke for me.
Yes.
I thank you.
Amen, Brother James.
Bless you.
Yeah, this ain't our home. There's a devil down here. And David said, there's been a step between me and death. I'm glad I'm saved. Listen, I witnessed my father-in-law, and he wasn't really open to it. I'll just tell you right now, he wasn't. Matter of fact, he told me, shut up. He said, I don't want to hear it. He said, just take me back home. That night, when he went to bed, he asked my mother-in-law, Lynn. He said, Lynn, are you saved? She said, Lord, yes. I'd be afraid to close my eyes if I wasn't saved. She slept like a baby, and he slept like an owl all night long. But you know, I'd be afraid to close my eyes if I wasn't saved.
Amen.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing. Know you're saved. Know
it.
Know you. Preacher talking about names in the book, sins on the blood. It's a wonderful thing to know. Anybody else? Well, ain't going to keep you.
I'm thankful I'm able to stand here.
Amen, Sister Kay.
13 months ago, my doctor told me I was going back on dialysis. I ain't on dialysis.
Oh, boy, hey,
I told him,
you
ain't God.
Bless you,
I
God.
Respect you as a doctor. Yes, I do. Yeah. But you ain't God.
Bless you. Amen. We're praying specifically that Kay won't have to go back on dialysis. And Carol also, she's same way. She said, pray that I won't have to go on dialysis. I've never been on dialysis, but she has. She said, please pray for me. I don't have to go back on it. I've been praying for you. And there's other people praying for you.
Y'all remember my little Lily? I told Brother Rich what I told you. Her daddy's in the penitentiary. And she's told my husband and myself, if she dies, she's lost.
Yeah.
And my sister won't let nobody take her to church.
Amen.
And I told her, you don't have to be at church.
That's right.
Saved.
You stay with that little, get her saved.
You can get saved at home.
Yeah, I got saved at home. I guarantee you get saved at home.
Amen.
I come over and tell him I got saved. Rick said, you got saved, didn't I? He said, oh, it's all over you. And it still is. Amen. Anybody?
Y'all just
Eddie, I want to thank the Lord for saving me. I know what James is talking about because I had that mess. And I was down for 21 days. And I laid on the couch and I prayed like I'd never prayed before in my life. I said, Lord, you're going to have to get me through it.
Yeah.
And I could feel y'all praying for me, and that's what got me through it.
Bless
God.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. What you got there, Sister Sharon?
Y'all just remember me. I go back to the doctor Thursday. And I hope and pray that I get good news about my MRI.
Hey, man, I can't even spell MRI. We are going to wait for that.
She kindly worried me when I called because she wouldn't tell me over the phone. And she said my other kidney doctor had to be there. So I don't know. But, you know, you worry about everything. But I just leave it in God's hands.
Hey, man. That's
Amen.
The best place I know to put it right there.
Right.
It's the best place I know to put it. I don't want to keep us long because I've got people that are old and it's going to be getting dark pretty quick. But if you got to, hey, I'm serious. I don't want nobody to get hurt. We prayed about this revival. They didn't be able to get home while it's still daylight. But if you got a testimony, we won't give you an opportunity to give it. If you don't, I'm going to ask somebody to dismiss us in prayer. I want to thank you for coming. I'm going to tell you, it's kind of hard to have a revival. Nobody shows up.
Right.
Thank you for coming. I appreciate you coming. And remember us, we're going to try to go a little further. Amen. Hallelujah. I like what I'm saying. Amen. Are we done?
Just remember our children.
Amen.
Without them, we can't grow.
Yeah, she works with them young ones, boy.
And I do the best to my ability, but you know, those young kids will ask you a lot of questions.
That's all right. You answer them. Like you said,
be
ready to give an answer. The reason the hope is within you.
You got to be prepared because
they
will ask questions that you wouldn't think of. But their minds are saying, how did this happen? How did this happen?
Yeah.
And they want answers.
Yeah. You stay with them, Mary.
You got to be prepared. So
yeah.
Just pray with me that I can teach them.
Yeah, you're doing
to
good
my
job.
Ability.
All right, Brother Rick, you care to dismiss us? Word of prayer, please.
Father, we just come to you tonight. We're glad that we can leave tonight. Say it's been a good place
to
be.
Yes.
And Lord, we might look sometimes at the altar or look at a service and not be able to see what the Lord's done. But
yes.
We know God's always working on our hearts, working on people.
Yes.
And we believe that in the days to come, we might hear something the Lord done here tonight.
Yes.
And thank you for this preacher. I pray you bless him as he goes along preaching the word.
Yes.
And I pray for his church. And
yes.
Pray for Brother Eddie and the good people here that support him. Keep the church doors open. We,
Amen.
Lord, just ask you to answer every request that's been made tonight.
Yes, Lord.
In your time and in your way. We thank you most of all for you, Jesus, and that you died for us on that old rugged cross.
Thank you, Lord.
That we could be saved. And we say thank you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you for coming. Be careful going home.
Amen.
Preacher, I've got to turn this thing off. It's been running the whole time. I get it all.
Is it your cell phone?
No, it's a